on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Some Upper Highway residents are frustrated that the water restrictions they were notified about have turned out to be outright outages. A pipeline was shut down for relocation last week, with the work expected to be completed later this month.
But subsequent to that, there's been no notices from the municipality as to actually what is going on and why our reservoir is not receiving any water. Pretty much the same thing happening in Hillcrest. It's affecting small businesses like hairdressers. It's affecting big businesses as well. And schools as well can't really deal with no water.
Etegwini Municipality says the work is part of a 24-kilometre southern aqueduct that is still under construction. It says it will provide relief to southern areas like Chatsworth, Shellcross. Meanwhile, Queensborough residents have also protested after nearly a month without water. A Gauteng court has heard how the arrests of a man and a woman accused of distributing child sexual abuse material emanated from a complaint overseas. Darren Wilkin was taken into custody in Midrand last month after police found over 10 million illicit images of children in his possession. His web designer girlfriend, Tiona Mutli, was arrested several days later. The state is opposing bail. Masichaba Sifularo reports that the pair, who are also facing money laundering charges, told the court they intend to plead not guilty.
In his bail statement, the investigating officer told the court South African authorities were alerted to a sextortion complaint by an underage girl in America, which was investigated by the FBI. The probe led officers to a site hosting adult pornography and child sexual abuse material named Dunk Megas, which is allegedly administered and owned by accused one, Darren Wilkin. Investigators made several undercover purchases ranging from 500 rand to nearly 2,000 rand. The courts also heard that in 2023, Wilkin's F&B account recorded an annual turnover of over 2.5 million rand. Masichaba Sifularo, Randburg.
Judgment's been handed down in the bail application of two Durban siblings accused of killing a businessman. Shailen Singh was shot dead in late December in Umhlanga. Farrell and Darren Govender were arrested on New Year's Day. Newswatch's Lauren Hendricks reports.
After a bail hearing that lasted nearly a month, Magistrate Kevin Broughton gave his decision this afternoon denying Farrell Govender bail. His younger brother, Darren, can walk out of jail. His bail has been set at 200,000 rand with conditions. The National Prosecuting Authority says the 32-year-old has been ordered not to interfere with witnesses and must report daily to the nearest police station. He also cannot apply for travel documents. The state had opposed bail, arguing that the brothers may influence or intimidate witnesses, conceal or destroy evidence, and possibly evade trial. The pair will return to court in May. Lauren Hendricks, East Coast Radio, Newswatch.
And OpenAI has unveiled a ChatGPT tool that it says can produce detailed reports. It says the feature called Deep Research accomplishes in minutes what would take a human many hours. It comes as China's AI newcomer DeepSeek chatbot heats up competition in the artificial intelligence field. Durban 32 tomorrow, Peter Maritzburg and Richards Bay 36.
Here's what's coming up in your sport next season's Betway SA20 to start on Boxing Day. Rory McIlroy gets his 2025 off to the best possible start with a win at Pebble Beach. And Premier League deadline day should see some exciting movements.